The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awakened, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're broadcasting to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thank you for joining us. Every day, we talk about spirituality. Our radio programs deal with you reaching a higher plateau in life. Waking up to a higher level of consciousness. Just waking up. Wake up, everybody. Realize that you are limitless and the God that we seek is within us. We are Him. The highest level of existence is you because you are the God that's out there. All that you search for is within. Look within for the search. Look within for the answers. Look within for all you hope to achieve in life. The differences between us and the other people, other man, woman out there, is the fact that their desire towards something greater was stronger than yours. Your passion, your desire, your goal belongs to you. Your message will be given to you through your spiritual connection once you connect with nature and find that you're all that there is. You are a part of the great wave. Wake up. Realize that you're limitless. Wake up. Realize that everything you desire in life is within your own set of tools that resides with you. It came with you. It's in the bag that was delivered with you at birth. It's within you. The secret for success in life is in you. Wake up. Find that. Find what you're looking for. Dig within. Learn that we're all a part of a great wave and we all exist as one. Wake up, everyone. Wake up and welcome to Barrington Awaken. It's our new title. This is our show. The direction is spirituality. The direction is growth. Stay with us. Stay focused. If you can hear me, you are searching. If you are searching, it means that you're looking for something else. You need to be mindful that there's a lot more to you than you were told. At a very young age, we were told stories, and some of us believe them, and we all take it to our grave with us. You are more than you can see. Everything on this planet is connected to you as you are connected to everything else. Tap into your spirituality, wake up and receive your growth. Wake up and find your purpose. Wake up and realize that you are the one who's probably standing in your way of a success that you may want to achieve, whatever that may be. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness. You are all that there is. You are all connected to one. we are all one, much like the ocean is one, though we say oceans and we say rivers. It's actually river and ocean. It is all connected. It is all one. We, the human occupants of this planet, is the same. We're all connected. We are all one. Wake up to that realization. Thank you for coming to the show. Today, we want to talk a little bit about who is with you. Who is a part of your team? Before we tap into that, we want to tell you the story, and I have told this story before. There's a man who had a son. The man bought his son a bicycle. Someone stole the bicycle. The son went to the police to report the stolen bicycle and vow to find the thief and whoop him was the word. The police officer said, well, if you're going to whoop somebody, you being 12 years old, you better learn how to fight. And the police officer took this boy to a gym where he was trained to become a world-class fighter, the best, one of the best, if not the best. Everybody in that path, the father who purchased the bicycle, the thief who took it, the police who directed him to a facility in which he could learn to carry out his desire. And I'm sure had he found that boy anytime after that point, he would have whooped him, the person who took his bicycle. They're all a part of a team that made a great success of one man. They all played a role and they're all equally important. If the bicycle wasn't purchased, the thief wouldn't have a job to steal it. And if it wasn't stolen, the boy wouldn't have the opportunity to go have it reported and he would not be directed into an area where he could learn to become a really, really good fighter. So you see, everybody in that role, everybody in that story played an important role, including the guy who did something that we see as negative. He took a bicycle. We will say that's wrong, but we can now understand it from the greater picture that it was necessary. He had a role to play. He played it very well. He did his part, his leg of the race, and so the whole thing was lined out to be. Today, we want to talk to you about who is a part of your team. Who are you working with to accomplish your goal to get to where you want to be? Who is in your corner? Thank you for coming to the show. I want to thank all my old-time, long-time listeners for being here. I want to thank everybody who's here, new listeners as well as old listeners. Thank you very much for your participating in learning how to wake up. Thank you for coming, everybody. Welcome home. This is a day after Christmas. We call it Boxing Day. I'm not sure if it's the same word all the way around the world, but if you do celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas to you, belated, because I wasn't here yesterday to say all of that, but I hope you had a great time. I hope you saw family members like you were supposed to. I hope you did everything that you were supposed to do. I hope you were safe and you had a wonderful time. And Santa was very good to you if you believe in Santa. Now you have to realize you are awake, you're alive, you're here in the show. So obviously he was good to you. You're here. And this is the most important thing. Welcome everybody. Welcome home. Who's on your team? Who is with you? Who is playing a very important role in your life? Even though it may look or may come across as negative or bad. Just like the story I told. Everybody worked together to accomplish that one task. We've all come here for a reason. We've all come here because we have a purpose. Every single person on this planet has a purpose. We speak often about finding your purpose, finding what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe you're a part of a team or somebody's a part of your team. Maybe you're not the front runner in the team, but you are a very important player on that team. Everybody is important. For all of what is going to happen, everybody has to do their part. We ask, who do you recognize in your life that is playing a very important part of getting you to your desires, getting you to your goal? Maybe they're blocking you and using reverse psychology. Maybe they're pushing you. Regardless, they're part of the same team. Who is on your team? Who is with you? Who's riding with you? Every time you listen to a Barrington Awakened show, we talk about spirituality and being connected. Being connected to a greater self. I know we're all connected to each other, as well as we are connected to the planet, to the earth. We're all one. We also speak about being here for a reason, which I mentioned earlier, to serve a purpose. Your being here is bigger than you think or than you know. Your reason for being here is bigger than you think or bigger than you know. This is why we encourage those to find themselves in spirituality. Find your path that's going to lead you to where you're supposed to be. Because of the life we lived when we were younger, we were told many different stories. We believed them. We were told to go this way. Blindly, we followed. We were told to come only in faith. And so we did. We're not divided. We're never alone. We are all connected. I am you as you are me. You'll never, ever be alone. You're connected to your higher self. You're to your higher self as well as who you may call God, however you label it. You are connected. You are one of the same. Much like I said, the ocean is just one, and so is the river. They're all connected. Every single one of them are connected, as are we. Find out who's on your team. Find out who is here with you. Connect yourself to your spirituality. Connect yourself to the vein that supplies all of life the way nature intended it to be. Put yourself in a place where you find your purpose, where you know who you are. There you will know what to do. There you will know what is your purpose. There you will know what position you play on the team. What's your role? Take a simple play like Romeo and Juliet and take a good look at how everybody's involved in the production. From the farmer that grew the trees that supplied the wood that built the stage, or the other farmer that planted the food so we could feed them, or the animals they supplied so we could feed the actors. How about the teacher who taught the actors how to act before they got on stage? How about the professor that taught that teacher? And the list just keeps going on and on and on. Everyone is connected. Everybody has a role to play in all that we do. Everybody has the same focus. The focus is to get this task completed, whatever it may be. I remember being in school. We had an experiment, and the professor said, we're going to bake bread. And we did. We were given the ingredients that was required to bake this bread, little bread. And we were told when to add the ingredients, how to add them, how to mix it. And we did follow the instructions, did all of it, put it all together, put it in the oven at the same time, baked it at the same temperature, took it back out. And of course, we had to taste it and eat it. And part of it was all of them tasted different. They had a different taste to each one. Some were close, though we all use the same ingredients, the same portion, same everything, made this fantastic cake, every single one of them had a different taste to it, different texture to it, as if they were made at different times, made by different ingredients. But it wasn't. Everything was done symmetrical. You may ask, why are we so different? Well, when you bake the bread and it comes out and you've done everything the same, they too come out different. It's a matter of how you apply yourself to what you're doing and the energy that you bring forth, for example, in your baking, will determine the outcome. You have given or received recipes from many people. You follow it to the letter of the law, and yours didn't come out the very same. It's how you apply yourself to it. This explains why we're so different. Though we were created by the same method, delivered here the same way, and we will leave and go back to wherever we've come from the very same way, we're just a little bit different. Based on where you've lived, the attitude you carry out through life, how you were raised, what culture you're exposed to, what religion may have guided you, and all these things is the end result as to why we're very different. But we've all come from the same place by the same method. And we all live relatively the same amount of time. If you consider the length of time that we've been here, our existence of 80 years or so, it's a matter of a snap. And then it's over with. But why are we so different? Well, explain why you think when we've done all this baking and preparation and perfect timing, they were different. Because you have an input to the end result. The common denominator always remains the same. The ingredients remains the same. The flavors should have been the same. Everything should have been the same. But simply because we're so different, we add different things to this bread that we're baking. And it's relative to the emotion you carry, the mood that you're in, the energy you've put into it. And all these things is the reason why the texture, the taste, and sometimes even the look of it is different. It's your application to it. I say all this simply to say, who is with you? Who is on your team? Who is following you around? What role do they play? What is their role and how important is their role to your life, to your existence? Wake up. Wake up and move yourself to a higher level of consciousness and ask yourself the very important question. If the man or woman that stands next to you is the same as you, why are we so different? It's how we view things, how we act, how we carry ourselves. But the common denominator remains the same. Your source that came here to this planet in a soul to create who you are in a body for you to carry out your purpose. And you have to have a body for you to fulfill the purpose. This is why it's done. The planet Earth is the only place that we can move into something physical. We can turn our ideas from the spiritual world into a beautiful chair that we could sit in, or a car that we could drive in, or a nice home that we may live in. It's how you apply yourself. But we all have the same qualities among us, within us. We all carry the same in our toolbox. If you're a musician, you may take out that musical talent of yours and put the desire into it and become the best of the best. That is your desire that made that happen. If you wanted to dance, same rules. If you wanted to build an empire of wealth, same rules. If you wanted to be a great actor, same rules. For a farmer, play the drums. Same rules apply. Common denominator is the same. All the information resides within your toolbox that you could pull out and use at your leisure based on your own interest. We're all made the same. We're all connected to each other. We are all the same. Today, I'm asking, who is with you? Who is on your team? Or whose team are you on? And you can't think for a minute that the goalie is the least important on the team or the most important on the team, because they all play And it doesn't become a oneness anymore. It becomes a team effort. We human beings were part of trying to find who we are. Wake up. Wake up. You put the ideas in, you put the desire in, you put the time in, you will accomplish. But you must have the desire. If you're not doing it and say that you're trying to do it, you're probably just making up excuses for not doing it. If you've not heard me say this before, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If you're doing it and it is wrong to you, stop doing it. Set yourself on a path of righteousness. Find out who is with you. Find out the team that you're playing on and act accordingly. Because when you turn your back on that other team, when you turn your back on that other group of people or that relative or the boss, or you could be shunning the person who's playing that pivotal role that needs to get you to the next level. You need to find that. If there's a buildup, and I've said this before, if there's a buildup and you just think you cannot find it within yourself to make amends with that or those people, remember a very important tool to carry through life. Forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us. Their intent isn't necessarily to do harm or to stop or to block. They could be influenced by another source. They could be influenced by the path that they're on. But you must find it within you to forgive those who has trespassed against you. Forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who has trespassed against us. Because forgiveness is a necessity. You must forgive. It is necessary for you to forgive. I think there's a holy book that talks about turning the other cheek, and it has nothing to do with the physical part of it, because that's really hard to do. But at some point, you have to realize you must step back and realize the goal that you're trying to achieve is huge in finding out who you are. The reason for not wanting to take that step towards forgiveness might be petty. Know thyself. Know who is with you. Know what your focus is supposed to be. Have we got any emails?
Yes, we have a couple emails that came in. Folks, if you just tuned in, by the way, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to get on board and write us an email, very simple to do. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Shelly wrote in and she just wanted to say happy Boxing Day to you, whatever that means up there in Canada. So that's from Shelly. Boxing Day, by the way, is not all around the world, so a lot of people don't know what it is. But thank you, Shelley. Dan wrote in. He says, Barrington, I hope you had a very, very nice Christmas, and I hope you will have a happy and blessed and healthy New Year. That's from Dan. Thank you, Dan. Let's see here. Okay, Phil wrote in and said, I love the Muhammad Ali tale. That story has gone down in history. What a tale. That is from Phil. And let's see here. It looks like Wayne wrote in and he says, thank you for a positive mindset today. I really needed it over the last few days out and about in public with the Christmas season. I lost my patience several times because of rude people, impolite people, and people with no manners. Thank you for putting me right back on track to be positive and mindful. That's from Wayne, and back to you, Barrington.
Thank you. Shelley, thank you. Happy Boxing Day, and I just heard that it's not all around the world. I didn't even know that because I didn't. But that's cool. Thank you very much for that wish, and happy Boxing Day to all those who recognize what it is. And if you do anything special, hope you're doing it. Thank you very much for that, Shelly. Dan, you're talking about having a nice Christmas. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It was good. It was an amazing day. I was able to just relax and enjoy Christmas Day, which was something I look forward to every year, not so much to the gifts that you may get, but definitely for the time that I get to not go to work and relax a little bit and take it easy. And I don't have to jump out of bed at 7 a.m. because my children are way past that age. I wake up before them when I get up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But anyways, thank you very much. And I appreciate you saying that. And again, thank you for wishing us a Merry Christmas. And for everybody who's celebrating or believe in the holiness of Christmas, I hope you had a great one. The Muhammad Ali story, Phil, I pulled that out simply just to get people on the path to understand that there's a lot more. That's our topic today. Who's with you? A lot more to us than we're aware of. And it's been a story, and it's been a very long spread. Of course, you can search through everybody's a journey, and you'll find pretty much the same story of just people coming together who has absolutely no known connection to each other, and they will inevitably guide and steer people into the right direction, turn them into this area where they're supposed to be, and even times pull them away from that area where they're not supposed to be. Last week I said, don't be flocking with the turkeys if you aim to soar like the eagles. If you want to soar like the eagles, you cannot be flocking with the turkeys. And it's, again, separating yourself and finding out who you are and where you belong and what's your purpose. How do you find what your purpose is? That's what we talk about. So the Muhammad Ali story, and I don't think I mentioned his name, but thank you for bringing that out. It's very famous, very popular, and I'm sure a lot of people out there know the story and how that happened and how it led from him at 12 years old to become the great champion that he's ever been. And I don't know if a lot of people know this. He accomplished way more outside of the ring than he did within the ring when he finished boxing. I think the whole ring boxing thing was just to give him the stage for him to do his true delivery of what he was supposed to bring to the world. Everybody knows this man. Everybody loves this man. I am not sure if it's about the boxing, but he did bring a lot of people together. And his story is an amazing story. I love telling that one because I know it's true. And everybody is loving it. I could just imagine the thief out there saying, oh, man, I had a role in this, if he was unaware of it. And, he didn't get anything other than the fact that he was just guiding somebody into their journey. What was his purpose? Well, we'll never know. We don't know. We don't know anything about him. I don't think he was ever found. Or did he ever come and confess? I don't know that part. However, he did his job, even though we would label him as the bad guy. Can't be a bad guy. He made an amazing thing happen. We have to look at our lives the very same way. Take a big step back from the situation that you're in. And yes, if your car broke down, it might be for the good cause. You know, if something goes wrong, if you lose your job, it might not necessarily be a negative thing once you think about it, because another door will open for you. Another opportunity will present itself. So just because it seems bad in the moment isn't saying it's bad. Roll with the punches. When you're going through negative things, bad things over and over again, I say negative or bad, depends on how you label it. It might be for the greater good. You might be in the process of taking your two steps back so you can make a giant leap forward. Be thankful for all the experiences that you will have throughout this life. And every step that you've made so far has brought you to where you are today. And that's what's important. That's what we need to look at. Every step of the way was relevant to your existence in the now. Had to have happened that way. And there's no other way. What was the reason for that lesson? Yeah, we will all say, I could have done without that one. But could you have? Could you have? Because now you remember it. You were with that bad partner. Could you have? Well, no, you needed that for whatever it is that's coming. Maybe it's teaching you tolerance or patience or something. But the lesson isn't always as negative as we want to think it is. That was the Muhammad Ali story. So Wayne, you sent in the message about a positive mindset, and you've had a little bit of shaking up going on during the Christmas rush, and that does happen. It does get a little bit chaotic. I had to go because I buy bottles for a lot of people. Stand in that lineup yesterday for the day before Christmas for a very long time, and I was complaining as I was in the lineup, thinking, oh, why is this necessary? Well, it's a part of it's a part of the dance. You have to do it. It's a part of buying the album. You're not going to love all the songs that's on it, if you know what an album is, you know, and all these things. So I was standing there for a very long time wondering why this is happening. It's necessary. It's a part of the gig. It's a part of the process of celebrating or setting up for celebration at Christmas. Then I realized when this is ended, it has moved on. I went forward. It's gone somewhere else. I will enjoy watching other people receiving or even meeting with the company that I will be meeting with to have a great time. So all of a sudden, the idea of having to stand up in that lineup for a long time wasn't as big as the reward. This is where we say the juice is definitely worth the squeeze. So you have to do what you need to do to get to where you want to go. And this is all that we talk about. This is what spirituality is all about. The positive mindset for you, Wayne, and Christmas, and me, you saying I'm giving you a positive mindset. Remember that once the rain is gone, the storm is over, the sun will shine again. The sun never stops shining. Because, you know, the clouds show up and the sun's still above it, the clouds doing what it does. But of course, the cloud intervenes and deliver rain and we get sad. No, that's never the case. Once the rain has passed or the storm has moved on, things will resume to the normal that we're used to. And we could look at the same thing and talk about COVID and realize that this is not the be all and end all. We're not here in this position forever. The rain will eventually go away and the sun will shine again. Because we know this too shall pass. Like Wayne and his experience of being a bit being frustrated and just, you know, knotted up in the head temporarily, maybe the traffic, maybe the lineup in the store, maybe the rude people, which you've just said, but they are experiencing exactly what you're experiencing. And what you saw was them physically or verbally expressing how they were feeling. And this is why you probably interpret it as rude. Well, save yourself. I say to everybody, step back and allow everybody to be themselves. Don't let them cause you harm. But you have to realize that if you encounter somebody who's rude, maybe you're just looking in the mirror. That is a possibility. I hope you feel better. I hope the positive mindset has put you in a better place, Wayne. And this is what we hope for everybody as we move on in life as we need to. Who is with you is what we're talking about. We talk about the great story and a great story of the musicians that played music together their entire life. And at the end of their life, they decided they're going to go back. They didn't decide. They went back into the spiritual world and planned to come back and do the same thing over again. This time they choose to use different groups. Like, let me go join the band in Israel, and I'm going to join the band over in Africa, and this one's going to join the band over in India. Obviously, we're playing different kind of music based on where we end up. The trick was for them all to find each other again and perform the same music all the time. And they had a purpose. They're a team. They're working to find each other. When you elevate yourself to that level, you find yourself doing something that you had absolutely no plan in your life to do, but you're doing it and you're loving it. And it was never your plan. You may realize that you've tapped into something that was bigger than what you thought or what your parents were leading you towards or society is dictating to you. You have risen up to a higher level of consciousness and you're doing what is necessary for you to fulfill the task or to fulfill your purpose or to fulfill the dream that you've had for yourself. We must step into ourselves and take a good look as to who we are. Find out who's on our team. Find out who's playing in our direction or playing the same things that we're playing. Find out where the happiness is. Find out where the heart is most happiest. In doing so, you have to release or let go of the anger that you may be carrying. How does somebody recognize anger in another person if they've not experienced it? How do you recognize rudeness in another person if you've not experienced it? We're just probably taking a good look in the mirror and seeing what others are doing, wondering why everybody's not at home. They're out of your way. You don't have to deal with them. You don't have to interact. You don't have to spend long time in the lineup. It sounds quite egoic and, you know, at the time, but if you're just being selfish, then you might think others are being rude. How dare them step into your space? It might be just a moment, but I'm very glad that you've stepped on a plateau where you've realized that that has passed, and whatever it is that you encounter throughout life, anytime at all, it too shall pass. We're not designed to hover. We're designed to rise up, move forward, always be advancing yourself. Wake up. Learn spirituality. Learn how to find your path. Learn how to recognize the people that's within your scope, your team. What role do they play? I chose to do this show, the last show of the year, for this year of 21. And this show, I wanted to just add in for you to step back. Before you step into the new year, before you start a new year's resolution as to how or what you hope to accomplish, take a step and look at you. Look at you and look at what role you play. Are you that uncle that make everybody else scratch their head, or the aunt, or that child who doesn't want to behave, or that one who feels entitled, or that, God forbid, one who thinks that they're better? What role are you playing now? And how could you possibly be better when you're among others who are like you? How are you better? It stems from not feeling all that great about who you are. So you flip the script and you act as if you're bigger, better. We all do it, but it's not possible. It is not possible. The reason we are different, and I said that earlier, is because we bring forth a different energy, maybe from our background, maybe from our experiences, whatever it is. But know and be mindful that when you showed up, you're all the same, and that will never change. The common denominator that exists with every single one of us is the common denominator. Wake up. Find your role. Find out what role you play. Ask yourself the tough question as to, why can't I say I'm going to do it and just follow through? What is the restrictions? What's holding me back? Am I afraid? Or do I feel for that moment that I'm not able? Because I assure you, you're able. You've got that strength within you. As long as you breathe, you have the ability to pivot and to take things on head on. But if you were told that you are not able, check the person who's doing the telling and ask why. Why do you think that? When we tell our children things when they're younger, in their teenage years, they hold on to it, some of them, for life, because they believe it. They believe, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm stupid, whatever, I'm not able. This is not true. And the good thing about it is, at any given moment, you could stop, take a pivot, and move towards the direction that you see yourself going in. The good thing is, at a young age, we knew what we wanted to do. But somebody has led us away from it, telling us how bad it might be, or how it might not be serving us in the long run. You are the driver. You can make that pivot. You can make the change. You have the ability to find out who your team players are and realize that it might not be a negative thing. At a very young age, if you were needed to be, tough and strong, then somebody will show up and give you the reason to be tough and strong, or be smart. There's that song by Johnny Cash, a guy named Sue, a boy named Sue. And at the end of it, I laughed because he simply said, I needed you to be strong and to be tough to get through this life. So I had to give you a reason for you to be strong, to be tough. I don't know if that's a true story, but it's a good song. I love it. Johnny Cash, you should check it out. The point being, when you're prepared and the things that may be holding you down or restricting you by your perception only might be the tool that you need to go to the other level. If somebody's telling you that you're not worthy, well, figure out, first of all, how do they know that? And secondly, they're probably giving you their mindset. I'm unable to accomplish this, therefore you're not able either, which is not true. Find your own source. Find your own method. Listen to your spiritual world. Connect yourself to spirituality, realizing that you are the greatest. This is what's important. I want you to tap into your spirituality. I want you to learn how to meditate. I want you to learn to live with pure love in your heart. I want you to learn how to live and remove anger that you may have, because it'll restrict you. Remove frustration, envy, and by all means, at any cost, remove the greed. Because when the game is over, you have to give all these chips back. And you're setting up a stage for whoever's going to take over that empire you want to build, for them to get an easy ride through life, not knowing that their purpose may not be what you, the parent, want it to be. Wake up. How many times we've heard about the preacher's daughter who's just the worst, or the policeman's son or kids who's just the worst, and you wonder why? Well, they have their own destination. They have their own focus. We, as parents, all we are in their lives until, you know, we stop changing them and feeding them and they go on their way. We're just a bow. If you can imagine the bow and arrow concept, we're just a bow, and we get them ready. We line them up. We put them in a direction. We pull back and send them off. And they're gone. Where they land, it's not up to you. What they do when they get there, none of your business. If you're selfishly enough keeping them at home, you are just being that. Know who you are. Know who is with you. Know your intentions. Find out how to live your life the best way. Spirituality will guide you. It connects you to nature. It will give you the instructions that's required to get to that level. Open that door. Walk in. Learn that everything that you set out to get is within your reach of getting it. When you take a step towards it, it is taking a step towards you. When the desire in the mind is saying, I want this item, this thing, whatever that may be, it is moving towards you. When you ask for it and you find yourself moving towards it, you can assure that it's coming towards you. You have that ability. Tap into your spirituality, tap into your meditation, tap into the source that's going to open that endless library of wisdom, of truth, of knowledge, of love. Where all this exists, there's no anger, there's no frustration, there's no envy, there's no insecurities. You may have 10 things on your list that's bogging you down. I assure you that if you go aggressively to attack two or three of them, the other 7 will disappear because they're all tied together. And in doing so, I'm saying, wake up. Wake up, everybody. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. I have a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gets you to where you want to go, or to open the door for you to start your own journey. It's available to you at amazon.com as well as amazon.ca. I think they're both the same. Awaken Ascension Guide. It's something that you need to know. Why do we do this show? A lot of people just don't know. They're unfamiliar because they've been led down the path. And a lot of people are told, don't listen to this one. They're telling you not to listen to that one as if they know who you are. Well, you don't know who you are. I assure you, nobody around you knows who you are. To know thyself is to source within. Nobody on the exterior can tell you about you. They could guess and say you've done a few things and you like this food because they've watched you eat it a lot of times. But as to know who you are, First, you must know thyself. And once you know who you are, you will not be giving false information to others. They will not be taking advantage of you. They will be not be leading you, telling you stories for you to believe them, so they will benefit off the stories they tell. A true person, a person who's true, will deliver the truth. They're connected to spirituality. They're connected to their spiritual self. They've given good ideas to their minds, which delivered it into their hearts, which put it out there in the world on the sixth sense through the soul. We all have one, like common sense. We all have it. Most often, a lot of us choose not to use it. It doesn't stop you from having it. It doesn't stop you. When you find that you're being critical to others, question why. And the bottom end of it, maybe you're not feeling all that great about yourself. So find you, find your team, find your purpose, and set yourself on a path that will help you to accomplish why you've come. Find out who you are. Connect to your spirituality. Do your meditation. Eat the right foods. Eat the right foods. I just found out recently, because we all, and I've said this many times, to drink a lot of water. Yes, it is said that way. However, it is not the physical container of water that you want to throw in your mouth, especially if you're sipping it. You want to start eating a lot of vegetables, which is 80%, fruits and vegetables, which is 80% water, kind of like us. We're given live food to a live body for the best performance. So it's not so much drinking it from a container. Eat a lot of leafy vegetables that has a lot of water in it, and it'll deliver the water that you need when you need it. And don't allow yourself to ever feel thirsty. This is something I just tapped into recently. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, and thank you for being a part of Barrington Awaken. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple emails here. Anne wrote in and she says, thanks for doing the show today. Wasn't sure that you would be on due to the holiday, but thank you. That's from Anne. Donna wrote in and says, all of your examples today are amazing. The stories, the parables, we love them. Thank you very much. And that's from Donna. And let's see, Trey wrote in. Trey wants to say Happy New Year to you and your staff at Reality Radio 101. I hope it's prosperous and healthy. That's from Trey. And Smitty writes in similar. Happy New Year, Barrington. Hope it's a good one. That's from Smitty. And let me just double check here. And back to you, sir.
Thank you. And thank you very much. And yes, I will do the show whenever I can. It'll take a lot for me not to do it, because I truly enjoy doing the show. I truly enjoy having the feedback from the audience and people wanting to learn more. And I have a message to deliver, and this is often what I do. So most often I will do the show. I try my best. I think I've only missed one, but hey, no one's perfect. Well, no, let me not say that. Everybody's perfect. I needed to miss one. That's why it happened. Donna, thank you. The stories we're telling, the analogy and everything that you enjoy, it's something that I come up with. Usually takes me about a week to create the show that we talk about. And throughout the week, I tend to pick up things that happens in my everyday life, and I can relay it to others. I talk a lot about, talk to people on the phone, and a lot of the times what we're talking about on the phone is usually the topic that I put on the show, some of the topics or some of the ideas I put on the show, and of course I can't put them all. However, we are all connected, and what we do every day is we tell stories, and I was told that I'm a good storyteller, so here I am. My message to you and my message to everybody who's listening is to stay tuned and pay attention to everything that you do. I appreciate you saying all that, Donna. And my analogies and the stories and everything that I use, I need for them to be relatable. And when I do tell these stories or talk about the experiences that I've had, a lot of people can relate to it. The journey that I've been on or the journey that I'm on, a lot of people can relate to it. And if I'm saying all this and you can relate to it, you're more likely to move towards it because it makes sense to you and to everyone else who's hearing it. Many times we get an email in and the question that's being asked, I hear people say all the time, oh, that was my question. I had that very same question. Therefore, when I give the answer or point to where the answer can be found, the answers, they are able to relate to it. This is why we tell the stories. And this is why we have you there paying attention. And hopefully you just don't hear it and let it go by you. By the way, if all that you're doing is hearing it to let it go by you, you are subconsciously paying attention. I just thought I'd let you know that. Because the next time you hear something or see something that's relative to what you've heard, you can relate. You are paying attention. You are growing spiritually. The audience that I've been talking to now for almost more than 2 years are saying the same things. And now they're growing. They're asking tougher questions. They're believing it. They're following it. It doesn't take much for you to step on the path and just put one foot in front of the other. Follow the show. Follow what we do. Do the readings when you can. But by all means, you have to know that we're all the same. Common denominator is the same, regardless of how we are on the exterior. The soul has come from the same place. And I've said this one before. Imagine going down to the water, the lake, the river, whatever it is, and you scoop up a cup of water. You have to assume that it's all the same. Some may be a little polluted or whatever it is, depending on where you get that water. But the bottom line to all of that is it's all the same as we are. All the same. You may choose to add something to your clean, clear cup of water, like orange juice, maybe cranberries, maybe a stick of celery or some lime, maybe some whiskey. But that's what you choose because that's what satisfies you in the moment. But you have to know that we're all the same. Wake up. Look at the greatness you could bring to the world. Look at what you could accomplish. The man or the person that you're not liking very much right now could have been the one who's going to drive you to the next level, get you to the next level. Or the people that we take and throw them in jail and lock them up there forever, not allowing them to experience what they're supposed to do, could very well be the one who's going to come and take care of all our problems that we're having. We have to learn to forgive. We have to learn to tap into our source and to find out who we are. We have to wake up. And that's what we do. We have to wake up. Wake up, everybody. Realize there's a lot more to you. There's a lot more to you than you're aware of. Do not spend all your days going through the motion. Just step by step with your eyes closed. Wake up. That's what we're asking you to do. Just wake up. So thank you very much for that, the method in which I tell the story. Trey and Smitty wants to wish me a happy new year and the family as well. Happy new year. Well, thank you very much. Our new year begins a new year, you know, and we're hoping that it's going to be happy. I'm hoping it's going to be exactly what you want it to be. You don't have to make a list of the things that you wish to accomplish, and they call it the New Year's resolution. You don't have to do that. You know, because when you set yourself up like that, you most often fail. But what if you just want to start a new year feeling fresh and brand new and look at a direction in which you want to go? Don't label the direction. Just look at what you want to do. You want to be this in 6 months, 6 days, 6 years, 60 years. You look at the direction and take a step towards it. We've all heard, and everybody asks all the time, what's your resolution? I said, mine is to wake up New Year's Day. You know, I'm pretty good that way. Because I don't know what tomorrow brings. We have a story that we tell all the time that when we make plans, our creator will laugh because sometimes they don't really go with the plans that's been set out for you. Wake up and do your own planning. Happy New Year. Thank you very much for that that information there, request. And that was from Trey and Smitty. Thank you very much. And we're going to have a great time, a great life, and love every day as if it's your last day. Love every day as if it's your last day. Wake up is what we're talking about. Today we're asking who. Oh, before I forget, I have to go into talking about He Am I, Barrington Awaken. That's our website. That's where we have all the information. We're in the process now, finally, of posting things. Getting them out there. A lot of the shows are there, and you could go on that website and find the show that you enjoy the most. Find a show that spoke to you because you were able to relate to it and listen to it and hear what message is being handed down to you. He am I, BarringtonAwaken.com. We're planning on putting up a little short versions of our show on YouTube, and we're planning to get more people involved so the media out there could get this information, because we feel that we need to put it out there because a lot of people just don't know. Some don't want to know simply because they don't know the reward. They don't know the benefit. A lot of people out there just don't know. I thought I'd say that. Thank you very much for being a part of the show today. Thank you very much for coming. I hope you're recovered from all the turkey and ice cream that you may have had yesterday from your holiday. Thank you for being here. We appreciate your effort and all the feedback. We're talking to you about elevating your life. We're speaking to you about you being a greater self. We're talking to you about all the inconsistencies or insecurities that you may feel. It's all temporal because you didn't show up with it. Somebody brought that onto you, and somehow on your journey through life, you started making the comparison to your life, to another person's life, which is the wrong thing to do, because simply they are not you, in the sense that the purpose that they come to serve is different than the purpose that you have. You message is you're both deliverers, yes, but your message is completely different than another person's message. And if you're part of a team, which we're talking about today, is as to who you are, you're working for the same goal. You're working for the common good. You're working together to create something. And you need to find out who you are, what's your role, what team are you a part of, but any given time. And the team members don't always look like you. They don't even sound like you. Sometimes they don't speak your language, but they're still your teammates. And you have to recognize that by separating yourself from anybody, anything, anywhere, any location, you might be shooting yourself in your foot purposely. Step back. Learn to respect everybody who's a part of your life. Learn to respect the elders because they're you waiting to happen. Learn to respect the youth because they have new ideas that they want to share with you. Learn to respect you, and everything else will be easy. Learn to love you. Everything else will be easy. Tap into your spiritual world. Tap into your spirituality. Hold your head up and be proud and realize that you're just a vehicle. You're just a vessel. You're just a vehicle. And what it looks like on the outside is not relevant for what you've come to do. Obviously, it's good enough for the purpose that or the message that you've come to deliver. That's why you have it. And if you start comparing yourself to another person, you may forget what your message is supposed to be. You may forget where and when the message needs to be delivered. Spend less time on looking at other people and what they've accomplished, and spend more time on you and see what you can accomplish. Wake up. That's what we ask. Just wake up. Tap into your spiritualities. Tap into your spiritual world. Realize that you are the greatest of all. You are on top. Find your story to tell. Find who's helped you along the way towards the goal that you may have received, achieved, or the one that's in front of you that's coming towards you. Tap into yourself, tap into your life, tap into all the things. Learn that you are a spiritual being living in a body. All things are great. Put yourself in a positive light where you feel love, because that's what it is supposed to be. If you're feeling anger and hate and all that stuff, you're doing it wrong, because we have to learn to forgive our trespassers as we forgive those who has trespassed against us. We're not supposed to be carrying a cancer through life. We're not supposed to be carrying a heavy load through life. We're supposed to navigate our way through life, find the truth, and get to our purpose. Find that place where we exist. Find out where you will be happiest, and that will be the task for you. Just a simple spark of hope is going to make the darkness go away. Just a simple spark of hope. Have that within you. Don't ever give up on you. Find your purpose. Find your team. Find out who's playing on your team and allow them to play their role. I talk all the time about family members of mine who has taught me what not to do. And I didn't realize the great lesson I was getting until I was older in life. I thank you for joining us. I thank you for being here. I thank you for coming home. I hope the message you receive is going to do everything for you. You have a blessed week and have a happy and a safe new year. We will meet again. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.